Hey, guess what, everybody? This is Chris Johnson, and I just want to let you know that my dad is still a fucking asshole. How about it? He's still a huge piece of shit. I haven't talked to this motherfucker in, I'm losing track of time, probably 10 years. I've done podcasts on my dad before, and I've talked about how he's a terrible fucking human being. He's just a bad fucking guy. I was just talking to somebody about my dad. Old Miss Jackson, she is motherfucking for real. That's a fucking hot reference, isn't it? Sorry, Miss Jackson, an Outkast reference on this fucking podcast? I'm fucking hip. Listen, you want to stay woke, you gotta listen to Chris Johnson. Even though that's an old song at this point. But that's neither here nor there. And anytime my dad comes up, I just get pissed. Because I remember all these old fucking stories. Like, my childhood was really shitty. I fucking hated it. I hated my fucking childhood. Now, a lot of times, you know, people might have bad experiences from the childhood, or they might have, like, bad fucking days. I had bad fucking years. Like, there was never a fucking time when I was growing up that I was fucking happy as a child. I just wasn't happy. Because my dad was a dick, and he was always a dick, and he didn't know what the fuck you were gonna get from him. Hey, is he gonna be a huge asshole today and yell at me for looking at him the wrong way? Am I gonna slam the door a little bit too hard and get screamed at today? What if I push that drawer in too tight? What if I don't push it in hard enough? What if he asked me to go get him a 2x4 in the basement? I don't know what the fuck he means, so I actually measure out the piece of wood, and then he laughs at me for fucking it up. Because you know what, man? I'm fucking 8 years old. I'm a fucking carpenter. I should know what the fuck is going on. My dad is a fucking bully. He's always been a fucking bully. He's the type of fucking guy that just gets off on fucking with you, and then when you get pissed, since he's your father, he'll fucking yell at you for reacting to it. That fuck would just push me and push me and push me until I got angry about it. And then when I told him to stop, I'd get yelled at because then I'm the asshole. Yeah, making fun of your fucking child and making him feel unsafe, that's totally fine. And we're not talking about normal fucking jokes here. I fuck around all the time. I understand fucking joking. I get it. This is not like that. This is fucking mean. This is getting fucking screamed at for shit. This is watching him rip the fucking door off your parents' bedroom because mom slammed it too loud after they fought. This is him smashing a mug with his kid's fucking face on it because he went fucking ape shit because who fucking knows? Dinner was cold? I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he went ape shit for and did that. But he did stuff like that all the time because he was a cocksucker. And then that motherfucker would always apologize afterwards. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, hey, baby, I apologize. And my mom would fucking, no, it's good, all that shit. And she'd fucking make excuses for him and enable his fucking horse shit. And I always had to apologize to him. You know, forget the fact that he just fucking screamed at me because I walked over to my cousin's house, who happened to live around the block, and then, you know, didn't tell him when he wasn't home and there was an age with no fucking cell phones. I guess I was supposed to call him from the fucking woods. But anyway, all that shit a fucking side. That's not even what I was gonna fucking bring up today. I saw my mom not that long ago, and she gets child support. Not child support. What the fuck am I talking about? Alimony. We're fucking grown up. Motherfucker, if she's getting that child support, I want a taste. God damn it. If you can get child support for a fucking 36-year-old, I want in on that shit. But she gets alimony from him because they got divorced. I don't know when. Years ago now, right? I don't know. But she gets alimony, and he married some new fucking skag that looks like Skeletor. Looks like it fucking took a skeleton from biology class and like stretched some old fucking loose skin on it. And his wife's a big fucking cunt, and he's a big fucking cunt. They're both cunts. I don't like either one of them. And speaking of the word cunt, my mom got a check, like an alimony check recently, and she looked at it, and written on it was T-N-U-C. It's cunt backwards. The motherfucker wrote cunt backwards on the check. Like, he wrote the check to, like, my mom, and then, you know, it says, you know, right before you sign it, and then it says, like, memo or, like, for, like, sometimes, like, if your grandma writes your check, she'll write, like, happy birthday in the bottom left-hand corner. They're spelling cunt backwards. Like, this is fucking Blue's Clues. Like, hey, take this and put it in front of a mirror like it's fucking Scooby-Doo. We're gonna solve that mystery. Bro, you're in your, what, how old am I? You're in your 60s. You're a 60-year-old man. You would think at some point in time, you would stop being a huge fucking asshole. You guys are divorced. You don't have to fucking deal with each other anymore. And I'm not fucking sorry that you have to fucking pay alimony, because that's how shit works. That's how the fucking court system works. Does my mom deserve alimony? I don't know. I don't give a shit. But she got it because that's what the court decided. So fuck off. I think my favorite part about writing cunt on the check was that my mom didn't figure it out. She didn't crack that case. She didn't watch enough Scooby-Doo when she was a kid. My sister had to, like, tell her what it said. I thought that part was hilarious. It's kind of, it's like the dog in the house when you don't want to say walk because he gets fucking excited, so you spell it out. Like, could you take him on a W-A-L-K? And then you look down at the fucking golden retriever and he just cocks his head sideways. Like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? What the fuck is happening here? Am I going for a walk? I didn't hear you fucking say it yet. Like, she couldn't crack the code. It took my sister, like, 5 seconds to get to the bottom of it. She looked down. She's like, I know fucking cunt when I see it. That's cunt. I've written that word down a lot in my day. I think, like, they've done shit like this before. And I think he like blamed it on like his new wife. Like, I didn't know she was doing it. Well, okay, well, you're with somebody who's that big of a fucking asshole, so you're guilty by association. You know what, though? If you're gonna if you're gonna do it, at least have the balls just to do it. Just go all the way. What's the bank not gonna cash it? I can't cash the check, it's this cunt. Just write it on there. Have some fucking balls. Like, it's the fucking, the pussiness of it that kind of, like, bothers me, too. It's like, on one hand, the audacity of writing cunt on the check is one thing, but, like, being a huge pussy about it, it offends me almost just as much. Like, you can't just write it on there for her to see it? Like, because what if she didn't read it? Like, you're going to be snickering to each other behind the bushes? Like, we wrote cunt on the check. She didn't even know. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get more of me. More podcast episodes. Every episode's on Podbean. That is the host. You can catch him on the website or the app. You can also follow on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, on Google Play. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Instagram for photographs and videos and shit there. That's at maybe 5 minutes. And I'm going to keep putting the podcast on my Facebook timeline for you too, so you can catch it there.